Jake and the Kid by W. O. Mitchell, with original music composed and conducted by Morris Durden. Starring Fred Dalle as Jake, Billy Mae Richards as the Kid, and featuring James Edmund as Repeat. Jake and the Kid is directed by Esther W. Young.
They talk about oaks and acorns growing and like that. We had acorn dropped in Crocus a while back. Dropped in Sadie's beauty box when Sadie put in a barber chair. Some folks stopped getting their haircuts at least who got this. Heard his feeling. Hurt him so bad he decided he'd do something about it. He closed his shop and he lit out of Crocus. Never told anyone where he was going, what he was doing. He's serious. Some folks are such a foul play.
W. O. Mitchell calls this story Hair is Here to Stay.
Crocus is our town. Our farm is out government road from Crocus. There's just their Ma and me and Jake. And Jake's a hired man. Jake didn't get upset when everybody was wondering what happened to Richard Godfrey. He just said Richard was getting set to give Sadie the fight of her life. Going to smite her hips, thigh, and shin bone. Mr. Godfrey was away over 6 weeks. All the time he was away, there were workmen busy in his shop and on the front of his shop. Yeah, they pulled out of Crocus, or will Godfrey pulled back in?
Inside and out.
I heard they got these doctors lift folks' faces for them so their own mothers wouldn't know. Now, I gotta look twice at Orville's shop to make sure it's his.
Black vitrolite. That stuff costs a small fortune a square foot.
And them red and violet and green and yellow rainbow neon lights across the front. Like writing.
His first name.
Orville.
Oh, way to Frank say it. Orville.
Yeah, but I don't get it. He's a barber, cut hair. How does he figure he's...
Repeat was in himself this morning. He's had his face lifted, too.
What?
Well, not actually, but, well, he's got this mustache, Jake.
Huh?
Sideburns. Yeah, you know when he left, his hair was getting pretty gray. She's blacker than a Labrador dog now.
Yeah, but...
He's a new Orville Godfrey. Orville.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna do him any good in his shop. Folks aren't gonna want their hair done just because he's...
Jake, Orville Godfrey isn't doing ordinary haircutting anymore.
Well, what's he intend to do?
Where do you think he's been the past 6 weeks?
Search me.
At school.
School?
Getting his diploma.
For what?
Hairdressing.
Hairdressing?
That's right. Repeat Godfrey graduated from the Western College of Hair Design, Beauty Culture, and Modern Coiffure Techniques. Magnum cum laude. He's got the diploma all framed up on that delicate new coral-tinted wall above the orchid sink to the left of the hairdryer.
Holy devil. All set to smite Sadie hip and thigh and skin bone.
I guess Jake and me had another 10 days or so before we really needed a haircut. But we had for repeat after we gave Mr. McTaggart Maud's grocery order. Inside, the soda took your breath away, like diving into the broken shell before the 24th of May.
Well, now, repeat.
Jake, a kid.
Mr. Godfrey.
Holy shit.
Look around, Jake. Most modern, ultra-modern salon de beaut in the province. Beauty has no secrets here, Jake.
Oh, well, I...
Shampoo, work booth, drying area, tinting booth, cosmetic bar, comb-out table. Beauty walks on tiptoe. She walks through the gaiety of pastel-tinted surroundings at Orville's.
She, I guess she does.
No horse and buggy technique here, Jake. Scientific. Age to be living. And now, from now, I am of the age. I am equipped with the latest, the finest, the most luxurious, for those with the highest taste, greatest discernment, superior hairstyles for Crocus and Crocus District. From now on, are born here under my machinery, under my hand.
Uh-huh.
In that care, Jake, I impart wit for softness to my lady's hair.
Your wife?
My lady. Crocus, my lady's hair. Her crowning glory. I soften and highlight and flatter the hair. I give it a willing obedience. Crown every coiffure with the loveliness of the love.
Well, it sure looks like you got the equipment for it, repeat.
The equipment, the talent, and the training. It's a marriage of art and science, Jake. Uh-huh. I haven't had a flair for it.
That's nice.
Late in life, discovered this talent late in life, you might say. But I have it, no doubt about it. Magnum cum laude.
Do they?
In 6 weeks for the 6 month course. Took to it like a Dr. Waters. Ripped right through hairstyling, tinting, dyeing, shampoo, short course. All worked in record time. Well, the ink on that document, diploma, is scarcely dry. They begged me to stay on for instruction. Take over courses in the college for them.
Uh-huh.
Well, I toyed with the idea, but discarded it. I had an appointment in Crocus. Firm appointment. With beauty and with Chase Sadie.
Huh?
Where the gauntlet is down.
Is it?
Has been ever since she put in that barber chair. Mistake of her whole hairdressing career. As you know, Dick, I'm in favor of the written word. Literature, fiction, nonfiction.
Yeah.
History,
yeah.
Hair history. History of hair in Crocus. New page has been written. For the first time, the women of Crocus, like their sisters in the cities, can have quick acting, non-caustic, mild curling lotions that pre-saturate the entire head. For that machine alone.
Hair curling machine?
Jake.
Huh?
Well, what would you think of a farmer that cut his grain with a scythe? Bound it into bundles with straw, threshed it with a flail.
Oh, well, it's doing it the hard way.
Well, that is not a permanent wave machine.
And repeat, I guess I ain't following you too close.
This is antiquated as a flail.
Oh.
Well, this is a hairdryer. Automatic. Completely automatic hairdryer.
Oh.
I stick their head under there.
Yeah.
Just set the dial.
Like them toasters?
It goes to work. No attention. It's silky and smooth. Well, then there can be no flaking, no dulling of the sheen. No stickiness.
No rust.
Leaves their hair alive. Over here, I dye their hair uniform and natural looking. Dissolve dandruff. Kill harmful bacteria.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, which is it?
Huh?
Well, shave, haircut. That stubble will soon be cover crop. Long over here.
I'm heading home, repeat. She'll hold till the next trip to town.
A half hour.
No. I'll do it. You'll be busy with women bringing in their crown and glory. I wouldn't want to...
Climb up. Get... We can handle... Oh, yeah, Mrs. Abercrombie.
Mr. Godfrey.
Mr. Trumper.
Mrs. Abercrombie.
My, haven't you changed your shop? What lovely colors seem to... And what...
Yeah, I'll see you later, repeat.
Beautiful hair is our business now, Mrs. Abercrombie.
Why, I never dreamed that you...
Well, you were... You sit down there, Mrs. Abercrombie.
Oh.
I'll take your hat.
Mm-hmm.
I can take hair that has been dressed in other salons. Just put your coat back over the chair. Oh. Now, let's see. Mrs. Abercrombie.
Well, what?
Trichotillosis.
Split.
Every hair. Mrs. Abercrombie, the ends of every individual hair on your head are forked like the bones in a pipe.
But what can you do?
Relax. Sit back. I think we can repair the damage that harsh chemicals and outdated machines have done to your hair. I think hot oil applications are called for. Can't let the deterioration go on if your hair is spongy, rubbery, frizzy. We'll recondition your hair till it's just as lovely as it ever was. Then I'll saturate your head. I'll double-edge shape it. Well, the preparations I use contain no shellac, no rosin, no varnishes, Mrs. Choco. And no alcohol. Mrs. Tincher. You are the square type. And there's only one hair design I dream of doing for you. A creation of my own. The prairie chicken pump. Yeah, well, I lift your hair from the forehead here into a tumble of forward snips and backward wave twirls. It's supported on the sides by bouffant wave flares with the... tucked under ends.
wrong for you, Mrs. Rotherham. All wrong. I'm changing all that. I want your hair to dip its back in a series of upturned strands to join fluff poof at mid-crown. You'll have a crested top touch, Mrs. Rotherham. I call it the square dance scallop, Mrs. Hilton. Swing to the right, swing to the left. A sort of alimony soft wave gracing the crown. It has a rhythmic and distinctive charm.
It will have on you.
Square dance scallop. We'll have the forelock swing, too. From right to left. We'll have perky ringlets here, and here, and here, for the corners of the square. And we'll have the side strand swing back and forth, too. Sleepily.
Mr. Godfrey really meant it when he said he was going to smite Say Sadie's hip and thigh and shin bone for sticking a barber chair in the beauty shop. Jake and me heard all about it when Ma came back from the Thursday afternoon meeting of the Athenians Club.
I've never seen him look nicer, never. Why, Mrs. Fotheringham looked 10 years younger. She did.
That's nice.
None of the gray. Her hair is quite gray, you know.
Is it?
Oh, but you wouldn't know it. It looked so natural. It was nice. Oh, it didn't look artificial at all. He dyed it. In a nice way. Oh, and Mrs. Pinter, you wouldn't believe it. You know how broad her face is. It isn't a small face.
Well, she ain't a small woman.
She had it at the sides. It was sort of brought up here on top, in front. Oh, it's done wonders for her.
That's nice.
I've always wondered if there... whether I should tell Elsie Abercrombie that her hair, well, it freezes. I've often been just on the point of saying something about it, and then, well, it's not easy to say anything to Elsie Abercrombie. I won't have to now.
All of them going into repeats for their hair?
If they weren't, they will be.
Uh-huh.
They say his shop is lovely.
Yeah.
I made an appointment for Saturday.
Huh?
Well, I'm going to see what he can do with mine. Son.
Yeah?
You can come in with me. I'll get your haircut while I'm under the dryer. Jake?
Yeah?
I thought you were going to take him in on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we went in.
Why didn't you get his haircut?
He didn't need it.
It does now. Well, you could do with a haircut, Jake.
Me? Oh, well, my hair's fine.
Well, you might as well come in at the same time.
No.
But why not?
Look, the kid and me, we've seen Repeat's shop. We've seen his new machine.
Yeah.
But I guess I gotta make some sort of arrangements for getting my haircut.
What?
Well, I ain't too fussy sitting up there in his shop now. Women all around, getting their heads baked and shampooed and dyed.
Me either. Give me the Hartford.
My son, Jake, he still has his old chair. He's still giving haircuts.
Not to me, he ain't.
Me neither. Neither.
He certainly is. But that doesn't seem right to me, deserting an old friend.
Look at you women.
Hmm?
Reminds me of the fall of 42. When we didn't get the crop off till spring.
I don't see how the crop of 42 had...
That year, you stick a bundle fork into a stoop, and the mice run out, just like you women running out of Chase Sadie's and over to our field. Seems to me it must be kind of rough on Sadie, losing all of her old friends. Customers.
Friendship. A woman's hair is important. A woman's hair is... She can't afford to take chances with her hair.
Well, I don't want to go in.
You're going.
Yeah, kid, get Orville to soften and flatter your hair.
Aww.
You and your ma go along and walk through his shop on tiptoe with beauty.
Jake. 2 hours to get your hair cut. You see, he jumped between me and Aunt Lil and Ma and that dryer. He gave Aunt Lil what he called...
head-hugging hairdo. Is spiced with wave dips slanted over the cheekbones, Lil. We'll clip the shingles short and high, short and high. I want to enhance the femininity of your neck.
He really worked on Ma.
I call it prairie sunrise. The crown line moves. It moves from a pivot point near the center of the head. It leaves there. They leave there in a sunburst of waves. We'll blend the front and side curls casually. Dot the sides with spike curls.
All the time, I was scared Stevie could be with a Willis Pinter. Some other kid would come by that great big clear window and see me in there, sitting up high. I hunched down. Repeat, he'd come and yank me back up. Then he'd jump over to Aunt Lil or Ma, and I'd try to hunch down out of sight. And he'd come back and yank me back up again. Oh, we sure wish they said he'd never started anything by putting in a barber chair and getting Repeat mad at me. Repeat let me down off of the chair before he finished with Ma. I headed for McTaggart's store to find Jake.
Getting so it's hard to see your collar there, Mac.
Hmm? What's that?
Your hair, Mac. Looks like it's time for Repeat to run the combine through.
Oh, I suppose so. I suppose. Been putting it off. Guess I'll get it done tomorrow.
Repeat.
He's a busy man, Jake. Very busy. I started over that way a couple of times in the past week. Busy man.
Oh, I imagine he'd make time for an old friend, customer.
Sure. I have to go up to Regina tomorrow anyway.
Get her cut up there?
Might as well. Morton Abercrombie, Malleable Brown, Crosscut, Henry Skinner. A number of us going up.
Uh-huh.
Business.
Uh-huh.
All driving up with me.
Any of them need haircuts?
All except Malleable. He has those clippers. Mrs. Brown does his for him.
The others? They all old customers, Repeat?
Yeah.
Ain't gonna get their hair tinted or tumbled into forward snips with backwards wave twirls to give them a flirty look?
It isn't funny.
I never said it was.
Your attitude isn't a serious one. Look, I guess Repeat's a real artist. I guess he's had a flair buried for years. The women claim he's a hairdressing genius. I guess he is. But it's pretty rough on us. Can't go in there. Lie back with a cigar. Get that steaming towel warming the pores of the skin. The brush plucking gentle and peaceful in the mug. Sweet smell of aftershave cream stinging and soothing at the same time. Maybe a blue bottle fly buzzing. Jake, we've lost something.
Uh-huh.
Something we can't replace. I wouldn't set foot in that perfume, pastel-tinted, permanent-waving hen coop for $100.
I guess you hit most of the fellas in Crocus the same way. Me, I knew how they felt. Awful. But a kid has to do what his folks say. First, it looked like every month I'd have to go under receipts. Well, Ma got her hair done. Jake?
Yeah?
It isn't right for people to make other people do something they don't want to do. A kid gets it all the time. Most folks spend all their time making kids do what they don't want to do. Like Mr. McTaggart and Mr. Brown, you don't have anybody making you go into receipt shop if you don't want to.
That's right.
I'd rather have Ma cut my hair herself than go in there. What are you going to do?
Me?
About getting your hair cut.
Oh, I'm not worried, kid.
It's sure getting long.
She'll get a little longer, kid.
Well, then what are you going to do?
Go get Repeat the cutter.
At night? In his house?
No. Shop.
Shop? In there?
Time I get around to it, kid, she'll be all worked out.
How?
Way I see. Repeat's a barber. Loves it. Always did. And says Sadie puts in that chair. Repeat, he got sort of blinded with rage, and he decided he'd show her. Hasn't he?
Yeah, but...
He showed her good. Now he's realizing... well, it ain't gonna take him long to see something else.
What?
He can't have his cake and eat it, too. Huh? He's got all them women coming in, and at the same time, he's losing all his barber men customers. Then you take Sadie.
Uh-huh.
I suppose what works for Repeat must work for her. I don't imagine the women are so fussy about the men getting their hair cut and getting shaved in there. They don't mix, Kit. Both Repeat and Sadie's trying to mix oil and wire.
What do you figure will happen?
Kid, I don't know exactly. Repeat's got square with Sadie by taking away most of her customers, and he's lost his male trade. Repeat's got all the women trade he really don't want if it's going to lose him old men customers, and Sadie, well... Sadie, she's lost all of her lady customers.
Hmm.
Looks like somehow things got switched around. They gotta switch back again, sooner or later. Until that happens, my hair can wait.
This hair had quite a wait.
right on Colonel Winchester. He never saw any men sitting in his old barber chair. But all the time you could see women with their heads stuffed up under those machines heads, reading those magazines. Jake and me dropped in.
Over here, Jake. Just step this way. We can... So what was on your mind? Never see you anymore when you come to town.
No, I just dropped in, repeat, to see how things was going with you.
Well, in a sense, fine. In a sense.
I hear you're real busy.
Yes, I'm busy. Between the shampoo sink, the dryer, the comb out. Oh, yes, I'm busy.
I suppose you always wanted to do this, son.
No, I didn't. Don't. Jake, I seems I started something. Like taking a tiger by the tail.
Yeah, lady tiger.
That's right.
You got the talent for it, repeat.
Well, oh, I have. But that isn't
must,
enough.
Must be a lot of money in it.
Money? Why, in a month I made what I took in 3 months before.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear that, repeat.
Not by bread alone.
Huh?
Shakespeare. Money isn't everything. Well, you know you earn it. Man earns it at his work.
Does it?
Indeed. Women are... Well, it's quite a strain, dealing with women all the time. Strain.
Yeah, I suppose she might be.
Well, actually, I never did intend to go into this work so wholeheartedly. Completely. I never did intend to.
Jake, I haven't got a male head of hair in 3 weeks.
Well, repeat, you can't blame
them. Well, I don't blame them. I wouldn't come in here myself if I didn't have to. Well, I... Jake, morning. Noon hour? It gets harder and harder for me to turn the key in that door and step inside here. Lonely.
Lonely? With all them women you've been...
Jake, it's like... Well, I imagine a foreigner in a strange land can't speak a word of the tongue of the country. I imagine I know how he feels. Only one word. One word for it. Good old-fashioned word. Lonely.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you... anything you had in mind? Doing anything about it?
Nothing. I've gone over it and gone over it. Isn't any way out. Future looks gray without a promising gleam sunshine, not one.
Just go right on fixing Crocus's crown and glory and making Ben's full of money.
That's right. Never talk to anybody about women from dawn to dark. Jake, for the first time in 42 years married life, I've been snappy with Mrs. Godfrey.
Uh-huh.
She's a woman.
Well, repeat, you could... couldn't you go out of business?
Jake, I have a fortune tied up here now. Small fortune. My fortune. I put every cent I saved into this shop. I can't. Couldn't. Ruined me.
Uh-huh. It's too bad, repeat. Well, I got to start for home. It gets dark early.
Yeah, sure, Jake. Drop in. Drop in when you can.
Sure, repeat. Sure.
Any of the other fellas? McTaggart? Malleable Brown, you tell them to... Well, ask them to drop in. Ah, no, never mind. Just give them my regards.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do that, repeat. Kid, you slip over to McTaggart.
Oh, aren't we going home, Jake?
Yeah, I'll meet you there. Here, get a bottle of pop whilst you wait.
Oh, sure. Well, where are you going?
Just down the street here. I'll be with you in about 10 minutes.
What you got to do,
I got a call. Chaz Sadie.
Chaz Sadie?
That's right.
What you want with Chaz Sadie?
Me? Oh, I'm going to get my hair done. I'm getting tired of this same old color. I'm going to get her dyed. Barn paint red. Then with one of them permits...
Oh, Jake. When Jake met me at McTaggart's, his hair was still the same color, but his face looked different. He looked kind of sad when he was talking to his teeth. He didn't now. I couldn't forget the other one. Mr. McTaggart couldn't. All the way out to the farm, Jake wouldn't say anything. I quit asking him. Jake's stubborn if he wants to. It was a couple of weeks later.
Without a word, not even to Aunt Lil. Of course... They haven't been on speaking terms since she changed over to Mr. Godfrey to have her hair done. But not to anybody. And she did Mrs. Thompson's hair the afternoon before.
Oh, I thought everybody was going to Arville's for their hair.
Well, no. There are always the ones who, Janet Thompson is Sadie's sister-in-law. I don't think she's ever charged her for doing her hair. Anyway, she didn't say a word to her, and she's been gone for over 6 days.
Well, maybe taking a holiday.
No, no, she had her holidays in September, when she visited her mother in Elrose. Oh, it's upsetting.
Like Repeat.
What's that?
Like when Repeat left. When he went to that college, learned all about hairdressing.
Hey, I wonder.
Of course, it wouldn't do her any good.
Oh, I don't know if Sadie had the training Mr. Godfrey had. I mean, after all,
she could train from now till... It wouldn't do her much good. That little hole she's got next to Drew's pool hall couldn't compete with Repeat with his orchid and peak...
Salon?
Yeah. Could she?
No. No, I don't suppose she could.
Would be nice if she was to take a real good course in fixing women's hair, then come back and... Well, the way Repeat feels about the business, I wouldn't be surprised if he was open to offers.
Hey, last week... Did you visit Mr. Godfrey when you were in town?
Yeah.
And did you call on Sadie after when
That's
you found...
That's right.
When you were talking with her, did you happen to say anything about...
I happened to mention how she didn't have too good a location for her shop. Even if it was spanking new and up-to-date like Repeat. Next to pool hall.
And did you happen to say anything about that next to a pool hall wasn't a bad location for a barbershop?
I might have.
Do you think that Sadie might be away about 6 weeks and that when she comes back...
I might. I just might.
Hair is Here to Stay. Another Jake and the Kid story by W. O. Mitchell. Directed by Essa W. Young, with original music composed and conducted by Morris Certain. Fred D.L. was heard as Jake, with Billy Mae Richards as the Kid, Marie Hotan as Ma, James Edmund as Repeat, Bill Spierstra as McTaggart, and Pat Reed as Mrs. Abercrombie. This is Norris Dick speaking.